From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. An ambitious Asia trade pact linking the United States and the 11 countries lay in tatters Tuesday after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said he would kill the deal on his first day in office, January 20th. Trump's statement appeared to open the way for China to assume the United States' leadership mantle on trade and diplomacy in Asia. The Republican termed the Trans-Pacific Partnership as a potential disaster for our country. The ousted former Egyptian president Mohamed Morsi had his life sentence overturned by Egypt's top appeals court Tuesday on the second of three convictions. Edward Uranian reports.
Egypt's top appeals court threw out the second of two life sentences given to former President Morsi Tuesday on an espionage conviction involving the Palestinian Hamas group. A death sentence against Morsi was overturned by the same court last week. The former president and his associates will be retried in the two cases that were overturned. He must still serve a 20-year sentence on a conviction for his role in the illegal torture and detention of protesters outside the presidential palace in 2012. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Renewed clashes between Yemeni government forces and rebels killed more than 40 people Tuesday, according to military officials. It comes a day after a fragile 48-hour ceasefire expired without stopping the violence. The three major U.S. stocks hit record intraday highs for a second straight day Tuesday. The Dow Jones topped 19,000. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert warning in the run-up to the end-of-the-year holiday season, warning Americans of a heightened risk of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. U.S. citizens are advised to exercise caution at holiday festivals, events, and outdoor markets. The United Nations is calling for an end to the violence and relentless air attacks against eastern Aleppo, warning that the ancient Syrian city is being bombed into oblivion. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad, backed by its Russian ally, unleashed its firepower 1 week ago against eastern Aleppo. It since has been mercilessly pounding the city's hospitals, schools, and other civilian infrastructure. Spokesman for the UN Organization for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says the consequences for eastern Aleppo's 275,000 civilians are devastating.
It's absolutely heartbreaking and unacceptable that we all are witnessing what is happening almost on direct television, direct transmitted, what may amount to war crimes.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A major earthquake struck northeastern Japan Tuesday. It measured at 6.9 for U.S. seismologists, and in Japan it measured 7.4. It struck off the coast of the Fukushima Prefecture. It said the U.S. Geological Survey said a 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore. The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. More than half of the world's population does not use the internet, with prohibitive broadband costs keeping billions offline. That's according to a United Nations report Tuesday. South Africa's government has slowed its nuclear power expansion plans, according to a draft energy paper. Comes although the state energy utility Eskom said the country should stick to its original plan of bringing a new plant online by 2025. Lufthansa chief executive Carsten Spohr said Wednesday's 24-hour walkout of its pilots was set to cost the group a high single-digit million euro amount for the day. He spoke Tuesday after a meeting with the aviation policy with the German transport minister. Meanwhile, 876 out of roughly 3,000 flights were canceled for Wednesday. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.